In the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, we get a grim economic report from Long Island. WCBS reporter Sophia Hall has that story.
This is how Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone describes the economic future for Long Island.
COVID-19 has turned the Long Island economy upside down.
He says the only way for Long Island to recover in months and not 10 years is for the federal government to help the island financially.
This burden should not be placed on the shoulders of local taxpayers, essential employees, and first responders.
And you can see the struggling hospitality industry here in Melville at the Hilton Hotel. Normally, the hotel is 100% booked this time of year. This week, 20% booked, says the general manager. Nassau County Executive Laura Curran says by the end of the year, 375,000 Long Islanders could be without jobs.
We've seen our tax revenues plummet 30%. And these are the revenues that your local government relies on to provide services like a health department.
Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.